Hi, and thanks so much for joining another episode of Loving This Mama Life podcast. I'm Jamie, and this podcast is all about my experience as a first-time mom. Before we start today's episode, I have a couple of disclaimers. First of all, I'm not a medical expert. I have no experience in the medical field. So anything I talk about nutritionally or medically that I have done with my child has just been what worked best for him and my family. Please speak with your doctor and pediatrician and with anything regarding your child's health. Secondly, you know your baby best. There's no judgment here. If you disagree with what I say or you think what I say is silly, you can fast forward past it or you can go on to the next episode that you find interesting. It's okay. You know your baby best. And along the same lines, I would hope that you are not judgmental of me towards what I do for my baby because I know my child best and I know my family best. So no judgment here. It's just strictly tips and tricks and what worked for me and just my experience. If you're interested in more information, please check out the show notes. I post Amazon affiliate links there to everything that I talked about. I also have a blog that you should check out, lovingthismamalife.com. And you can find me on Instagram @_lovingthismamalife. And on Facebook @lovingthismamalife. Hey guys, for tonight's podcast, I wanted to talk about when baby gets sick. So my little guy just turned a year this week and he's probably had 10 colds maybe in that span. And he's had 4 throw up instances, like projectile throwing up, and dozens and dozens of diarrhea incidents. Thankfully, I'm very lucky and that's been the worst of it for me, but those are kind of the most common, frequent things that happen with babies in my experience, at least with my baby. So I wanted to give you some tips for what works for us and if that ever happens to any of you guys. So as far as the cold, you'll usually be able to tell when baby's getting a cold because they just get irritable and fussy and their nose starts to run and they start to sneeze a lot. And then you'll be able to hear the when their nose is all congested. My pediatrician told us that when babies are less than about 2 years, they don't actually have sinus, like real sinus pockets, so it's really low risk for like sinus infections, but they still can get nasal congestion that goes into their throat and can be really uncomfortable for them. So there's really not much you can give babies, especially babies under 1, for colds. I've found that there's little liquid pouches that are called Cold Calm, that's made by a company called Bajorn, I believe, and those seem to help with the duration of the colds. I think they're all homeopathic, so they're all natural stuff. So I usually give my son 1 first thing when he wakes up and then 1 right before he goes to bed, and those seem to help a lot, I think, to at least shorten the cold. But in my experience, my son will start off with a real runny nose and kind of rubbing at his nose a bunch, just like really annoyed. And then he'll start with the congestion and just not being able to breathe well. And he'll be breathing through his mouth and he'll have a tough time sucking on his bottle because it just, his nose is all clogged up. So a couple things they recommend. You can get like a bulb aspirator, which they give you in the hospital most times, and that was all they had when I was a baby, and it's just a rubber like bulb with a little pointy end on it that has a hole in it, and you push the bulb down to let all the air out, put the little pointy end in the baby's nose, and then let go, and it sucks. But those are kind of gross because you can't really clean them. And so they actually can breed a lot of bacteria and mold and mildew in them. I'm actually a really big fan of the Nose Frida. I swore when I was pregnant and everyone said, "You gotta get this, you suck the snot out of your kid's nose," and I thought that was just the grossest thing. And I said, "There's no way I know I love my baby, but there's no way I'm gonna suck snot out his nose." But it's actually really, it's not that gross, it's really hygienic, and it works super well. It's the most effective I've found, because obviously when they're super young, they can't blow their nose. So this thing has, this Nose Frida has a tube, it almost looks like a fat crayon size at the end that clicks into a tube that's probably about a foot long. And at the end of the tube is like a little mouthpiece to suck on. And between the fat crayon piece that snaps onto the tube, you put in like a foam little filter. So it prevents any of the snot and gunk from getting sucked into your mouth. And it works super well. I suck out, right now my son has a pretty nasty cold. And when he wakes up, I put him on the changing table and I change his diaper and I get him out of his pajamas and I get him dressed. And then I suck his nose out. And I find that if I do small little sucks, and then you'll be able to actually hear when you get a big clump of snot, and then you just suck real hard and it goes inside the little crayon type piece. And then I put it over a baby wipe or a paper towel and blow out the snot onto the towel, and then do the other side and keep doing it until there's nothing left to come out. Most babies really don't like it. It was a lot easier when he was a young infant and couldn't reach his hands up to grab it and pull it away. But now I have to kind of hold his head still and his arms down, because he'll try and fight me. But ultimately, once I start doing it and he realizes, like, oh, I can breathe now, he is actually more willing to sit still for it. And then I actually take it in the car with me and I'll suck out his nose before I take him into daycare. And then when I pick him up from daycare, I'll clean it out again, and then we'll do one more after a bath before we go to bed. And it just helps to clean all the gunk out, and all the pieces you can remove and wash them really well. I do that every night. And the little foam filter that goes in, you can buy refills. Nose Frida sells them, but you can also buy them on Amazon, like the knockoffs, a lot cheaper, and there's a lot more of them. So I just have like two containers of those filters in like our cabinet for where we keep all his medicine and stuff. So I find that works really well. Nose Frida also makes like a saline mist that you can blow mist into their nose. I used to do that when he was a really young infant, but I also found that it's saline, and if the saline runs down their throat and gets in their stomach, I found it would cause him to like spit up and vomit more frequently, because I'd try and suck his nose out before I'd give him a bottle, and then I'd give him the bottle and bleh, bottle came up. So I'm not entirely sure if that was from the saline or not, but that's just my guess. And then you can also get a cool mist humidifier. There's a brand called Crane, which is the brand I use, and I really like it. And you can put that in their room, not right next to their crib, but kind of near it. And it'll help humidify the room and add some cool moisture in to help them breathe better if they're cough congested. Normally for my son, once his nose clears up, then it turns into a cough for probably almost a week, and then he's usually done with it. So those are the things that I tend to do for his cold. And also sometimes if he's got a decent cough, I will run the shower in the bathroom for a while on hot to get it all steamy, and then I'll take him in there to take his bath while there's like steam in the room, in the bathroom, so it helps relieve some of the congestion. But again, babies can't, when they cough, they can't spit it up, so they just cough it up and swallow it. and the mucus that they swallow and the postnasal drip that goes down the back of their nose can also cause some diarrhea, which is not fun. We hate to see our little ones in discomfort, and diarrhea is really uncomfortable for them. Not only does it hurt their little tummies, but the acidity and in the stomach contents that come out in the diarrhea burns their little bottom and can give them pretty good diaper rash. Well, at least for my son, it gives him pretty good diaper rash. There's really not much you can do to prevent diarrhea. It's gonna just happen, unfortunately. And when it does, you can just try and make them as comfortable as possible. One thing that they say to be careful about when it comes to diarrhea is it can actually lead to dehydration if it happens a lot. One or two times in a day is not the end of the world. And with little infants, their poop is so watery anyway. It's almost like consistency of that. But my son's almost a year, so he's eating a lot of solids and just has a couple bottles. So most of the time his poops are pretty formed. So when they get loose, you can really tell. And it's hard to know what causes that. It could be from the mucus of a cold. It could be from a little stomach virus. It could be from trying a new food that they didn't agree with. So most of that stuff will just work itself out. While it's doing that, they call it the brat diet. It's bread, rice, applesauce, toast. So if a baby that's eating solids is having diarrhea and it's repetitive throughout a day or even 2 days, they suggest feeding them more like starchy foods like white bread and white rice and apples and bananas, because those will help firm up their poop a bit. That seems to have worked pretty well for us. We also do oatmeal, so that seems to help a lot when he has bouts like that. I picked him up from daycare today, and I noticed that he was in a different outfit than when I dropped him off. And I said, "Oh, you're in a different outfit." And the daycare said, "Yeah, he had a bit of a blowout." And I said, "Oh no, big poop." And she said, "Yeah, he had diarrhea twice. We're not sure why." And so then I just felt bad for the poor guy. And of course, when I took him home and put him in a bath and tried to clean up his little bottom, it was raging rash, poor guy, and he was not happy. So we slathered on the Desidin tonight before we put him to bed, and hopefully by the morning it will have calmed down. Another thing that happened to my son a few months ago was he was randomly waking up in the middle of the night. Well, not the middle of the night. We usually put him down about 7 for the night. And he was waking up at about 8 or 8:30 and throwing up in his bed. And then we thought it was just an isolated one-time incident, but we'd pick him up and he'd just keep throwing up. And then he would, you know, we put him on the floor. There's really nothing you can do when they're vomiting. You can't give them anything. So it just has to run its course. So we put him on a bunch of towels and blankets on the floor in just his diaper and covered him up with a towel and laid him on his stomach and just sort of rubbed his back, and he would fall back asleep. And then 20 minutes later, he'd wake up like crying, and we could hear his little tummy cramping up and making noise. And then he'd try and like dry heave a couple times, and then we'd clean it up, and then he'd lay his head back down, fall back asleep. We never did find out what that was for or what that was from. I suspect it could have been something he was getting into at his previous daycare, or maybe a bottle was left for too long in the afternoon or in the morning. Really no way of knowing. But because of that, our pediatrician suggested that we take him to an allergist and excuse me, I think I'm getting his cold. Pediatrician suggested that we take him to an allergist and an infant GI doctor. And the allergist found that he was allergic to milk and to peanuts. And the GI doctor just said, it's most likely something he had ingested or gotten into. So once we've cut out all dairy for 6 months and never introduced peanuts, so we won't for 6 months, and then get him retested and see if that's improved or gotten better. But the vomiting is really the toughest, I think, because they're in so much discomfort and they're just looking at you to help them, and there's really not much you can do. Just comfort them and soothe them the best you can, and know that it'll end eventually and then it'll just sort of run its course. So those are my experiences we've had thus far. I'm sure we'll have lots of other sickness adventures as time goes by, but for now, hope you and all your little ones are staying healthy. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and you found it helpful. If you want more details, please feel free to check out the show notes. I have some Amazon affiliate links there to the products that I spoke about. Have a wonderful day.